A little bit about St. John then. What were the facilities like in 70 and 72 when you came here as an assistant?
When I came here, they were discussing tax exempt financing in place to build a new hospital.
In 70 and 72, yes. Your assistant.
Yeah, we had a 600-bed hospital. It was always full. However, many of the facilities were 50 years old at that time. Exactly 50. We dedicated the first hospital in 26.
And maybe at this point we could say that this corner where we are right now, 21st and Utica, was purchased August 29th of 1916 for $16,000. This was actually a truck farm where we are.
A strawberry patch. We have pictures. A number of people are there picking strawberries. That was actually farmland here. And the city was north of here.
It had been purchased then by the Sisters of the Sorrowful Mother in 1916. Moving ourselves ahead then.
So 45 years later then, they decided that they really needed a new hospital, rebuild it, because when the original hospital was built, it was small rooms. They had a sink in there, they had running water, but no other facilities, no bathrooms, no showers. They were all common. And the patients at that time had to go out in the hall for everything, except maybe to wash their face or wash their hands.
They have air conditioning?
No air conditioning, no, absolutely no air conditioning. During the 45-year period, they added one little wing, you know, and it was almost like a cross or an X. So they had one wing, and then from there on, they kept adding on every 5 to 10 years another building and building more buildings. The last building that was built in 56 is the only wing over here, the red brick building, that still stands. Everything else was part of the old hospital, what we call the old hospital. Some of them were built in 38. But the intent was to demolish all that and just build new, rather than we have added on and added on. It wasn't efficient anymore, and so the decision was build new. Then we got an architect, and we began to have meetings and talk about building a new hospital. So 2 years I was here, that was more or less our job along with operating the old hospital, to design the new hospital and get the tax exempt financing in place. We had to have the money to build the new hospital because there wasn't any cash, you know, so to speak. We just kind of operated from the money came in, the money went out. There wasn't a lot of savings or anything. We had to borrow every penny that we needed. So the $40 million was the main hospital, which now, if you look out there, it's the tower. The patient tower. We moved all the patients over to the new hospital, and then they started demolishing what was left, with the exception of this one wing that was built in 56 that was not connected anymore. So that's when we then had to build another building that connected that what was left from the former buildings with the new hospital. Then we got the plaza as an entrance.
All that happened in 74 when you came back as a CEO?
When I came back as a CEO, we had designed the new hospital, but it took the architects the 2 years practically to do the detail work so it could be given to a construction company because they can't build it unless all the details have been designed. So actually, I left, and that's what the work was done. So when I came back 2 years later in 74, at that time, they were just breaking the ground for the tower.
Okay, so you were in on the beginnings of that. Then you went 2 years of grooming as a CEO of Roswell, New Mexico. Mm-hmm. And in 74, I suppose you were real comfortable, and you thought you could stay there too for a while, right?
I would have stayed there, right?
But no, that was not to happen. So then they brought you back, and that must have been a good thing for you to think, well, I get to come back to Tulsa, and I know that area.
First, when I was here, it was very hard for me to go back to New Mexico. But then, once I was there a few years, thinking after the fact now, that was the best thing could have happened to me, because I was it, you know. I was the administrator, And I had to make the decision. There was nobody to ask, nobody around to ask. It's quite different if you're an assistant and there's an administrator. You're not responsible, ultimately, you know. So it was quite different. It was good because it did me a lot of good to have to do that. So when I was asked to come back 2 years later, I kind of liked it now in New Mexico. I started many things. We were growing and we were developing things. I had a lot of ideas I wanted to do, so I had to come back here then. It was hard too then, and I didn't want to leave there. But I was grateful afterwards that I was taken out of here and went down here because I had learned a lot to be alone out there.
The thought God's ways are not man's ways come into play here, don't they? Mm-hmm. We don't always know, do we?
I must always say, even though I didn't always like it at first, afterwards I always saw it for the best.